So, Todd, I got a topic of conversation for you and Martha Stewart if you ever do meet up.
Well, you're arranging that.
Yeah.
Supposedly, yes.
Yep.
I'm working on it.
Supposedly.
Well, it's winter. She's not here as much, and the friends are out of town a lot, and, you know.
Excuses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm working on it.
Yeah.
If you don't know, Todd has this weird crush on Martha Stewart.
It's not like we have a lot of time for you to work on it.
That's right.
Oh, my God, Kelly.
I'm sorry. You guys, turn my mic off. Let's call it a day.
Well, she's getting up there, but she still looks amazing. And Todd has a thing for her, right?
I mean, she's not quite as old as Hans Christian Andersen, but...
That's true. Although, no. I think he did write a poem about her.
Oh, God.
So Martha Stewart, first of all, she was just in the news because she was on Ellen like yesterday or the day before, and she explained, I didn't realize she dated Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah.
And she dumped him because she was too creeped out by him because she dated him at the time he was in Silence of the Lambs.
Oh. I don't blame her.
And she said he was too creepy. Like, I couldn't unsee that character.
He's a creepy guy.
Yeah, he can be.
Do you think he like asked Martha to like make a dish with fava beans?
Can you make some fava beans and a candy?
Right.
Or like showed up in that mask.
Can you make liver?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. We're gonna have.
He comes out of the bathroom while they're getting ready for bed, and he's wearing that leather mask.
Oh my God!
What do they call like the brain, the sheep's brain? Like over,
oh, sweet breads?
Like head cheese or something? Sweetbreads.
Oh my God. Sweet. No. Yeah. No. Ever since that, he can't be taken seriously. He is creepy. Yeah. Creepy. No.
So imagine that. But he's an actor, you know, but she was like, nope, sorry, creeps me out, and dumped him.
Wow. Yeah. That's funny.
Good
so
for her.
I don't know if it was the same interview, but I also just read that Martha Stewart has been struck by lightning.
Come on.
And I thought, oh my God, this is Todd's
secret
area of expertise as a meteorologist.
Well.
And this is what he can talk about with Martha Stewart if they ever get a chance to meet.
I mean, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are the chances?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
oh, hold on. 3 times.
Come on.
Come on. That's ridiculous.
Come on. Yep. She's full of crap.
I mean, maybe she's starting to lose her faculties a little bit.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Yeah. Yep. Faculties a little bit.
She says,
who gets 3 struck times? 3
Come
times.
On.
Yep.
Or maybe that's her secret to her, you know, never-ending beauty. It's like a fountain of youth.
Yeah. It's like that movie Death Becomes Her.
Totally.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what happened.
And then she becomes Goldie Hawn.
She says, once it came out of my water faucet... I was leaning against an iron sink, and I saw the lightning go down the pipe that I had out in the garden, and it hit me right in the stomach, threw me on the floor.
Wow.
My husband found me. I was alive, but not very comfortable. And then another time, a lightning bolt came right through a skylight in the house, and she said, maybe she just attracts electricity.
Right. she attracts my eyes.
My eyes. This is electric.
Boogie, woogie, woogie.
I heard that coming.
Come on, there's no way. I've never been hit by lightning.
Well,
you know who was killed by lightning?
Stop it. Don't
Hans
say it.
Hans Christian Andersen.
It's like the giggles are right on. I'm trying to do everything to focus on not laughing like that again because it's right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.